Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Limitless Living Show. I'm your host, Chuck Anderson, and I'm thrilled to be starting this journey with you. For those who don't know me, I've spent over 30 years exploring the realms of personal development, self-growth, and human behavior. I'm a serial entrepreneur, a coach, and an author, but most importantly, I'm someone who's passionate about helping other people break free from their limitations to live a life full of joy, abundance, and prosperity. And today's episode is a special one. It's not just an introduction to this podcast, but also a gateway to a world where limitations are merely stepping stones to greater achievements. So let me start by sharing a little bit of my own story. And as a young kid, I was a victim of some pretty intense bullying. And you know, every day I did not know if there was someone coming up behind me, if there was going to be some sort of physical altercation, including fights and beatings and all sorts of things that could happen. This went on for quite a long time. And you know, one of the byproducts of experiencing this bullying is that I doubted myself. I was someone who had creative ideas, and those ideas were often discounted as being weird or strange or bizarre. And I was always told that I was the weird kid, or that my ideas were stupid, and that I should just keep my mouth shut. And you know what? After a while, I really started to believe people. In fact, even my teachers would comment on some of my ideas and just say, like, where are you coming from on this? This is very, very, very strange and not correct. And it caused me to kind of go into my shell a little bit. I really doubted myself. I questioned myself. I went super introverted. When I got into my early career, I really doubted myself. I would let other people lead the way. I was following their instructions blindly because, after all, I didn't have anything to contribute. My ideas were stupid. My ideas were strange and out of the box. And it wasn't until probably my mid-20s where I started to realize that other people who had told me this my whole life were you know, fearful. They were, you know, doing what they did because they needed to feel special. They needed to feel like they were better than someone else. And I became the target of that. And when I was in my career as a electronics technologist in my mid-20s, we were having an issue at work, and it was one of my ideas that not only started to become valued, it saved the company from losing millions of dollars. And I started to realize that, hey, wait a minute, my ideas do have value. I do have ideas that other people, highly trained people, don't think of. And I have a different way of looking at things. And I started to have confidence in myself to the point where I was put into a job and a promotion where I was given the opportunity to be a problem solver. And that's when I really realized my gift for a few things. Number one, solving problems in ways that are unconventional. And so that really led me to have a lot of confidence in myself. And I became highly interested in personal development and personal growth. I remember watching a Tony Robbins infomercial in the late 90s. And, you know, I was just fascinated by him. I would watch this infomercial every single night that it was on. I even bought the Personal Power program on cassette tape, listened to it over and over and over again. It didn't give me the instant life-changing transformation that the infomercials seem to promise, but I was beginning to change. And I remember having a dream one night that I was at a Tony Robbins seminar, and the whole crowd was chanting, and I was waiting for Tony to go out on stage. And at some point in the dream, when the speaker came out on stage, I realized that it wasn't Tony, it was me. And I woke up instantly. I mean, terror, right? I mean, the whole, fear, my fear of public speaking. And not only was I told my whole life that my ideas were dumb, and public speaking was definitely out, because who in their right mind would stand in front of an audience when their ideas are dumb, when they're told, I didn't want to be booed off the stage. So this whole idea of public speaking, like, not going to happen. Several years later, I was at a Rich Dad Poor Dad seminar that a friend of mine was hosting. And I met somebody there who we instantly connected with, and he invited me to speak at his seminar. And I don't know what it was. I mean, something inside of me just said, yeah, sure, I'd love to do that. And all the way home, freaking out because I had just agreed to go and give this seminar. And it was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. Not only did I go and I did this seminar, I mean, I prepared and over-prepared. I had my script, my notes, my PowerPoint slides, all of that. I was super nervous for about the first 5 minutes. And then I realized, hey, the audience is loving what I'm talking about. And I started to get really into it. And little did I know that that would take me on a public speaking tour for the next 3 years. I've literally traveled the world giving seminars, and I've created countless courses. I've written 3 books and well over 10,000 hours as a coach, coaching people in business, coaching people in life. And as a lifelong learner of personal development, and this transformation of getting out of my comfort zone, getting on stage that first time, and now just loving it, man. Somebody asked me to speak at their seminar today, I would be there instantly. I mean, I just love it. Do I still get scared? Yeah. But having all of these new experiences now is just an amazing one, and so many opportunities with my businesses, with the nonprofit work that we do, and just, being a great example, for my children, being a great dad, and just showing that, when an opportunity comes up, go for it. And so, that's my story. And this is a journey like so many other journeys that has its ups and downs, and it's what has inspired me to create this show, the Limitless Living Show. I mean, I just believe so much in the power of transformation and the incredible impact it can have on our lives. And after all, that's what this podcast is all about. So as we go on with this show, in each episode, you're going to hear from extraordinary individuals who have not only transformed their own lives, but have chosen to dedicate their lives to helping others do the same. And this is something I just find fascinating. It's that, people go through their challenging time or this challenging experience, and then they come out the other end successful. And one of the very next things that tends to happen is this enormous sense of gratitude and a calling to help others. And it's what drives me to invite more and more people to this show, because I want to hear all about what happened. And most importantly, why are you now dedicating your life to helping others? And these are people who face the same fears, overcome significant challenges, and emerged even stronger and more determined to make a positive impact in the world. And you can expect stories that are not only deeply inspiring, but also filled with a practical wisdom and actionable advice. Whether it's breaking free from mental barriers, overcoming personal tragedies, or even finding the path to financial freedom, these stories will provide you with valuable insights that apply to your own life. We'll be also sharing book recommendations and resources that have been pivotal in the journeys of our guests and can be in yours as well. And we've turned this into a bit of a learning library and a book recommendation resource where you can get access to the same personal growth information and books and resources that our guests have access to and have been instrumental in their journey of transformation. So as we move forward, I'll be introducing you to some incredible guests, each with a unique story of transformation, from best-selling authors to renowned coaches to inspiring entrepreneurs. Their experiences and insights are something you won't want to miss. So I invite you to join me on this journey. Subscribe to the Limitless Living Show, share it with your friends and family, and don't hesitate to reach out with your thoughts and experiences. Together, let's explore the endless possibilities of living a life without limits. Until next time, remember, your potential is limitless, and the journey to realizing it starts now. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to share this adventure with you.